When we seek to define and identify a meta theme in the parasha, when we pull out our detective glass, searching for clues in this regard, the first thing we look for is some recurrent phrase, piece of verbiage, which keeps on popping up throughout the parasha. Well, in Parshas Naso, we need not look far. The very name of the parasha is Naso, which means to hold up or to carry. Now, in its simple sense, the term Naso is describing the census, the counting of individual Levim. Naso Asrosh, hold their heads up when you count them. Recognize each one in their distinction, each Levi as they assume their responsibilities. But what is intriguing on a deeper level is, what was the particular responsibility which the Levim were assuming in the context of the census? The Chumash makes it quite clear they were assuming the responsibility of carrying, from that same word, nisiyah, carrying the Mishkan in its travels throughout the Midbar, carrying the kelim, the vessels, if you were from the family of Kahas, the Levi family of Kahas, carrying the curtains or the krashim, the beams, if you were from the families of Gershon and Merari. That here we have the title of the parsha, Naso, consistent with two meanings, the pshat meaning as in the census, and the context here that the Levim were assuming a responsibility of Naso, of carrying. And then on the end of the parasha, we have the narrative of the Nesiim, the princes of the individual Shvatim, who made donations towards the Mishkan. Notice that the name and the title of these princes, Nesiim, is from that same word, no doubt describing the fact that these leaders were elevated, were as though lifted up to a position of prominence. So here we have the term Naso, the root word Naso, reappearing at the end of the parasha. And even more compelling, at the end of the parasha, when the Nesiim emerge, they are stepping up to the plate really for the very same purpose described in the beginning of the parasha, i.e. to facilitate the Levim's carrying of the Mishkan items. Because the Chumash describes at the end of the parasha that the Nesiim donated wagons which were used to facilitate the Levim's transporting of Mishkan goods. That here we have symmetrical bookends, both in the beginning of the parasha and in the end. The term Naso highlighted, both on a pshat level, Naso Asrosh in the counting and the Nesiim, and this linked connection that in both cases, the responsibility described is the carrying of Mishkan vessels. And then finally, in the middle of the parasha, we have the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, the Kohanic blessing, the Duchening, which is called Nesiyas Kapayim, raising of hands high. The Kohanim held their hands high when they blessed the people. So here we have our fluorescent neon color phrase shining throughout the parasha, carrying Nesiyah again and again. And the question is, what does this term signify? What is the meaningful motif of Nesiyah carrying? Well, on one hand, carrying can connote a burden. One is laden with something or laden with baggage. And one can mistake the Levim's carrying of Mishkan items to be chas v'shalom a lowly position, as they must huff and puff under the weight of those divine vessels which they must carry. However, it is quite clear in the parasha that this term Nesiyah is used to describe not something demeaning, but something elevating. It is used to describe the Nesiim, the most elevated people in the nation, the leaders who are held up to a position of prominence. and it is used to describe the census of distinction, nesoas rosh, as each individual Levi is, so to speak, held up and counted into a position of prominence. And in the middle of the parasha, the term is used regarding the Kohanim lifting up their hands in glory above the people to bless the people. So Nusso in our parasha is a double entendre of sorts. It describes both when one carries and one holds the burden, the luggage of the divine, but it also describes the person becoming elevated and himself held aloft by the divine. I believe this double entendre is by design. We are supposed to see the so-called burdens which we carry, i.e. the responsibilities which we have been entrusted with, not as weighting us down to a lowly position, but as elevating us, making us Nisayim, divine responsibility ennobles. It is a privilege to be entrusted with caring for Hashem's Torah, Hashem's Mishkan, Hashem's people. The responsibility is a privilege. We become great by shouldering this so-called burden. Avodas Hashem is never supposed to be seen as demeaning, as subjugating a person to a lowly position. If one feels that way in their Avodas Hashem, something is out of sync, something is hobbled. It is not the healthy, authentic thing going on. Lived properly, all the responsibilities of mitzvahs bring us an innate sense not only of joy, but of a princely, elevated position. I feel great. I feel privileged. I feel special. I see these mitzvah responsibilities as an expression of myself, my contribution, my greatness, my individual kochos hanefesh, and what I have to offer. It just resonates with the me and makes me feel princely. Responsibility in Yiddishkeit elevates the person. So I would suggest, as the meta-message and motif of the parasha. Well, here's the kicker. Here is the concluding proof to bring this all out. We find a very interesting statement of Chazal, statement of the sages, with regard to the Levim's carrying of Mishkan items in our parasha. We are told that the holiest of vessels, the Aron, which is carried by the family of Kahas, we are told regarding that carrying process, Aron Nosei Es Nosav, the Aron miraculously held up the Levim who are supposed to be carrying it. They thought they were carrying the Aron, but really the Aron lifted them up and made them feel as though they were flying off the ground. Well, now far more than an isolated medrash, an isolated, fantastical flight of medrash describing a miracle that the Aron lifted up the Levim who were entrusted with carrying it. This medrash is capturing the meta message of our entire parsha, which the Chazal is seeking to explain. This whole idea of carrying, of responsibility, a responsibility which can be mistook as burdensomeness. No, responsibility elevates. Look at the ultimate carriers, those who are carrying the Aron. As much as they carried the Aron carried them. Who is really lifting whom up? Are we holding up the Torah, or is the Torah holding us up? Ultimately, the Torah, the divine responsibilities, leave us with that princely feeling of being elevated. May we always experience this healthy ennobling sense in Yiddishkeit and our Avodas Hashem.